Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the newsroom, I'm Charles Collins. The Tuscan town of Assisi is preparing for the arrival tomorrow of Pope Benedict, who's marking the 800th anniversary of the conversion of St. Francis. The Pope's visit marks the beginning of a year dedicated to Francis, one of the world's most beloved saints. All week long, thousands of men and women religious from Franciscan convents and monasteries worldwide have been arriving at the sanctuary, where they will join Pope Benedict XVI before the Basilica of St. Francis to celebrate Mass. Sister Janet Ferns is a Franciscan Sister of the Divine Motherhood. She told us what's unique about the Franciscan charism.
Another thing that is a very important part of Franciscan vocation is joy. And this was one of the things that actually attracted me. A religious order that has as one of its main characteristics, joy, is to me something absolutely fantastic. And one of my favourite images of Francis is when he was walking through the woods and he was praying, and he was so joyful in his prayer that he picked up two sticks and pretended that they were a violin and bow. So he then carried on through the woods singing. Francis was known for his singing, and he used these sticks as a violin and bow and sang to this music. And so a Franciscan vocation is a vocation to joy, which is, I think, very, very special. It is unique. And Francis also saw perfect joy as being very different from what other people would say was joy, because he would see perfect joy as being united to the suffering Christ.
Pope Benedict was scheduled this morning to be meeting with Chrysostomus II, the Archbishop of New Justiniania, and all Cyprus. The Archbishop is concluding an official 5-day visit to the Vatican.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.